This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Efficient production is the key to the success of any livestock operation. It goes well beyond just the meat and dairy products that we're producing. It is also a huge factor in our herd health. As I say, one bad apple can spoil the whole bunch. There's something about flies in the ointment. Well, speaking of flies, we'll talk about the damage they can do right after this.
Heat of the summer with an Iowa Soybean Association farmer membership powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Access timely industry info, engage in on-farm research, and join producer programs, all designed to support your operation's unique needs. Activate or confirm your membership before August 31st and be entered to win one of many unique prizes, including a solo stove. Visit iasoybeans.com today to learn more. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers.
When we think about the insect kingdom, we don't always think about flies, about being so dangerous. Well, we think of mosquitoes, wasps, spiders, and such. We don't always remember that flies are also biters who are capable of spreading some nasty diseases. Veterinarian Scott Pertzborn says flies are problematic in many ways.
Well, it's a big deal, especially on our dairy cattle where we're hoping they're making 100 pounds or more a day. And we've got a lot of herds that are averaging over 100 pounds. Any little thing can throw the cattle off. So they deserve to have as little nuisance in their life as we can possibly make it for them when they're working so hard. And so that nuisance, they're less likely to lay down. So they're standing more stress on their feet. Switching their tail, just general annoyance factor. And so it's one more thing they're doing when they could be eating.
Because flies are found anywhere, they're known to walk through some pretty nasty stuff that's likely going to be carrying some kind of bacteria or germs. Dr. Pertzborn talks about how pink eye, for example, is one of those nasty diseases flies spread very easily through a herd.
But then we also think of flies as a great way to spread disease, especially pink eye. Flies are a main way to spread it from animal to animal, and also the bacteria can be picked up on the fly to spread to the neighbor, but also it's just a source of irritation for their eyes. And once you get them irritated, they're much more likely to get infected. So you can do things like insecticide fly tags, so they always have that insecticide right next to their eye. I kind of like that. You can also do some pour-ons. Occasionally.
For instance, in feedlots and barns, it's easy to keep things more sanitized because manure can be removed. However, out in the pasture, that doesn't happen, and that means flies have access to ample breeding grounds.
The beef cattle and dairy heifers out on pasture, you know, if you think of the manure out there, it just gets dropped in a paddy and it sits there. It's not shoveled away like it is inside of the newer freestall barns. So it's a great breeding ground for flies. And it's kind of hard to get ahead of that, I'd say. What are we going to do? That manure is just sitting there. So an insect growth regulator can help make it a lot less friendly for the flies to reproduce.
And flies don't just hang out in barns either. You can find flies breeding just about anywhere.
When you think of flies, you got to think of where they're breeding, okay? Where are they coming from? So the traditional areas we think of, one is people might not think of the calf hutches. If you've got an organic bedding source in there, like straw, and if that calf's been in there a month or so, that's a great place for flies to breed. Also, the old bedding packs as heifers are growing up is a great place. Any place there's a decaying organic matter is great for fly populations.
For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.